Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, my name is Gary Mansfield, and this is the Ministry of Arts podcast, where each week I'll be speaking to a different artist. Now let's begin by bagging these bongos.
Crazy.
Hello and welcome to episode 204 of the Ministry of Arts podcast. And thank you for joining me of opening the door to 2023, and let's step outside and fucking smash it. Today, we're just going to be looking back at the episodes from last year. And when I went and had a look at those recorded in 2022, man, we've got some great episodes. We kicked it off with master ceramicist and the presenter of Great British Throwdown, Keith Brimer-Jones. The episode couldn't have been that good because there weren't a tear in the house. And I'm pretty sure that we had that episode to coincide with the start of the Great British Throwdown. The following week, we had fellow ceramicist Carolyn Tripp. Then we popped over to Amsterdam to meet Bob and Chaz of the London Police. Then it was followed by the mighty Camille Walala. At this point, the exhibition Camille had curated for Kersler Truss had just finished, which was an absolute belter. Then we had a podcast crossover for episode 64 with Mr. John Dalton. Then episode 65 was my good buddies Megan and Kieran from Gallery 32, whose winter sculpture park will be opening very soon, I should add. We then recorded a little bonus episode with Tanya Ling. Tanya was doing an artist residency at a school in South London and invited me down to talk about it. You'll be pleased to know we've recorded a full episode with Tanya, and that will be coming out possibly February, March. Then to coincide with the end of the Great British Throwdown, it was Keith's co-presenter, Rich Miller. And I've got to say, I learnt a lot from that episode. Then portrait painter, Karen Turner. And that's another one where I saw her work on social media, fell in love with it, and wanted to learn more about her and her practice. Then it was Dean Kelland, one of my absolute favourite episodes of the year, that was. And via Birmingham's Icon Gallery, Dean is artist in residence in one of the world's most unique prisons, which is here in the UK. It's called HMP Grendon, just outside Aylesbury, and it's a therapy-run prison, absolutely unique. And I was lucky enough to be invited in there recently to do a couple of workshops with the guys. It was a great experience, and I'm definitely going to be working with Dean again. Laxmi Hussain, love Laxmi's work. And then episode 169, Elizabeth Prentice. I absolutely loved this episode. She was so much fun. And I've got to say, her work is evolving at a really rapid rate. It's great to watch. Then it was my buddies over at Hippo Screen Printers. Then it was up to Peterborough with Paul Neen. Paul was a perfect example of if you don't ask, you don't get. Paul's an urban artist, and his local gallery was putting on a huge exhibition which featured some of the biggest names in the world. And being a local lad, Paul just rocked up and asked if he could be a part of it. And although they wouldn't include him in the exhibition, they did give him a room just next to it. So he was able to take advantage of the footfall. Perfect. Good on you, Paul. Then it was Kennard Phillips. Man, Kennard Phillips, beautiful work. Artist on a mission, that's for sure. Kennard Phillips is a collaborative name for Peter Kennard and Kat Phillips. We'd met at a function which was put on by political art activists, Apolitical. They don't normally do stuff like this, but we got on so well they was more than happy to come on the podcast. Then it was Pure Evil. Pure Evil had been lined up to come on here for the last couple of years, but for various different reasons it didn't happen. But yeah, for episode 173 it did. That was followed by Dion Kitson. I bloody love Dion Kitson. The previous summer we'd both been part of the Skip Gallery. And although we'd chatted often on social media, it was great to meet him in person. It's safe to say he's one of those artists who bloody loves getting up to mischief. Then it was Kira Rathbone, who makes art with a typewriter. Loved it. She even featured on, I can't remember which one, either Landscape or Portrait Artist of the Year. And she's probably got the strongest fingers in the art world. Then it was Duncan McAfee. Again, I absolutely bloody love Duncan's work. His disjointed characters never fail to put a smile on my face. That episode was 176 and come out on the 9th of June. Following that was the start of Kensington and Chelsea Art Week. And for the last few years, we've been given the opportunity to go and speak to all of their artists. Hopefully that'll happen in 2023. The first was Lise Boussier, a French artist. A French artist who used his discarded waste as her material. And she was showing in the chapel of the Brompton Cemetery. Beautiful building. Then it was the beautifully embroidered flags and banners of Maya Sambar. And the Kensington and Chelsea Art Week episodes were interrupted by two artists that were showing at the Talented Art Fair at Brighton. And that was sculptor and photographer Paul Yule and friend of the podcast, Melody Travers. That was followed by the mighty Gavin Turk for episode 180. Gavin agreed to be on the podcast before I'd even started the podcast. And for whatever reason, it took 3.5 years to get him on. Gavin's one of my biggest influences. When I wrote to the YBAs from prison, Gavin was one of the first to reply. So that episode meant quite a lot to me. Next was an episode with Charlotte Colbert. We had a bit of a hiccup near the end of this episode. Charlotte happened to be in Malta when we was recording. Before recording, she'd mentioned there'd been a few electrical failures. And then just near the end, bang, power cut. And she phoned me up to apologise. And being ever resourceful, I put her on loudspeaker and finished the last 5 or 10 minutes like that. Superb. Then episode 182 with sculptor Richard McNess. That was one of those where I didn't know the artist before and got on like a bloody house on fire within moments of starting the recording. Great artist, great work, bloody great fella. Then another sculptor, Sakari Douglas Kemp, CBE no less. What an upbeat and super positive person she is. And man, a backstory that'll break your bloody heart. Go and have a listen. Honestly, super backstory. Then on to Camilla at Haifa Studios. Haifa Studios is one of those things that is absolutely vital to the art world. They tie up landlords with vacant properties with creatives that need somewhere to work or show at a cost of zero to that creative. It's a win-win situation that just keeps the world going round. Beautiful work. Then for Kensington and Chelsea Art Week, I met up with Azara Amoy for bonus episode number 12. Her work was shown up the length of Exhibition Road in West London, and her subject was people who worked in those institutions and were on the autistic spectrum. Beautiful work. Then we were blessed with the presence of the London art critic, Mr. Tavish Khan. You know when an artist has met Tavish Khan because as soon as you ask them, they give a smile before they say yes. Love that episode. Then we had bonus episode 13, which was with Konstantin Benkovic. That was the first time I'd recorded an episode, where the artist work was actually being installed as we spoke. And as another first, it was the first episode that had to be recorded via an interpreter, because Konstantin spoke very little English. Well, obviously, he was a lot better than my fucking Russian. And then for episode 186, Adam Bridgeland. Great work, great printer, great guy, and has been part of Dario's team over at the Jealous Gallery since day one. Or, to be more precise, just before day one. Then it was into the studios of Jonathan Parsons. Jonathan, another one of those from the Sensations exhibition that corresponded with me when I was in prison. And I still had one of the postcards that he sent me, and I took it with me on the day of recording. And unbeknownst to me, Jonathan keeps a meticulous archive. He went over to a filing cabinet, ruffled around for a few seconds, and then pulled out the actual letter that I'd sent him. I was bloody speechless. That takes some doing, right? Bonus episode 15, that was with Miss Bugs. That was just a little bonus episode about the exhibition they had on at Jealous Gallery. But we've both said we're going to record a full episode earlier on in 2023. Then to the Miss Fortune Teller. I first saw the Miss Fortune Teller at the Art Car Boot Fair at King's Cross. Each visitor would cross his palm with silver, and after a short conversation, their misfortune was told. And that is just a very small part of his practice. A great episode, go and have a listen. Then it was down to Brighton with Sarah Pope and her literal lip-smacking art. That was another episode that had been in the pipeline for quite some time. She had a great journey to where she is today. And through my Face Value exhibition, Sarah and Rolling Stone's Ronnie Wood collaborated for an artwork. Then I recorded with a couple of great artists for the new artist fair. The first was with a group of three artists.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Artists who are also tattoo artists, and they go by the name of Edgar Arts. And depending on what day you walk into their studio, it's either a tattoo studio or an artist studio. And you can tell the guys spend so much time with each other, because when their work is displayed, it just sits so well together. You can just see how they all feed off each other. The other was John Ball. John lives near me in Romford, Essex. And he was, I think, a finalist in Landscape Artist of the Year. And I remember watching it at the time, because while the other artists were all trying to pick out the most beautiful subject at the landscape they was looking at, John was searching for that little bit of detritus, that little bit of something that pulled this beautiful area into the urban. I mean, for example, while most of the artists concentrated on a small cottage at the end of these rows and rows of beautiful lavender, John turned 90 degrees to everyone else and focused on the pylon. Love it. Absolutely love it. Then it was my old buddy, Kate Knight. I've been pals with Kate for some time. And before lockdown, I was looking forward to travelling down to where she lives in Folkestone to record an episode. But then, as I mentioned, lockdown hit and that scuppered that idea. But yeah, Kate Knight, great stuff. Then we had illustrator Joe Munro. I met Joe when we were both showing an exhibition in Brick Lane, and he was putting his illustrations on the glass door of a fire exit, drawing back to front so it can be enjoyed from the outside. I got talking to Joe while he was creating this artwork, and his concepts are so socially conscious, I just had to have him on. Then episode 193 was Trish Wiley. Man, I got on like a house on fire with Trish Wiley. Then after this episode, she invited me down to her solo show, which was at 99 Project. We met up again at the Kersler Arts Annual Exhibition at the Royal Festival Hall, which was called Freedom, curated by Ai Weiwei. And she took such an interest in prison arts that I invited her along to a carol service in HMP Wormwood Scrubs. That's an experience you don't get invited to very often. And then for episode 194, I spoke to the photographer Rankin. Now Rankin and I have got a mutual friend in Alison Lapper. And Alison is running a project called The Drug of Art, a project looking at how the arts can help with your mental health. And three artists were going to be her subjects. That was myself, Rankin and Mark Quinn. It's since taken off no end and featured dozens of artists. But yeah, so Rankin had a day off of work one day and was kind enough to give me an hour or so of his time. Superb. Then episode 195, Beth Cullen-Kerridge. This is another one where we connected about a year previous to sort out a podcast. It didn't quite happen. Then it seemed to fall into place from nowhere. That was another one that was great fun and an absolute gem to record. Episode 196, sculptor Tom Wah. Tom sculpts predominantly in stone and marble and was one of those where I saw his work on social media. It ticked every single box straight away. I got in touch and here's the result. Loved it, absolutely loved it. Then Fandango Kid. At the time of recording, she was just travelling out to Manhattan with the Skip Gallery to do a beautiful project that, well, I'm not even going to mention what that beautiful project is, because if you ain't listened to it, I really wouldn't want to spoil it. It's a thing of absolute beauty. Go and give it a listen. Episode 197. Then for episode 198, it was with writer Tony Grounds. I met Tony at Ray Richardson's studio in the summer. He's written loads for TV. Probably best known for Our Girl with Michelle Keegan. It's a world I'm not too familiar with, but super interesting how the creative process for whatever area you look at is pretty much the same. Just how it's put together that's different. A real fun episode and you've got plenty of insights from behind the curtain, you know. And over the years I've had ideas for maybe a book, a play or documentary, something like that. But although I've loved the idea, I've always felt a bit intimidated by the written word. And after speaking to Tony, who comes from my area, he probably gave me the confidence to push forward with it. So watch this space. Then for episode 199, it was another podcast crossover with Alexandra Steinacker-Clark from the All About Art podcast. Now, although we was aware of each other's podcasts, we'd never met one another. But the perfect way to get to know each other is put a microphone between us and then just start asking questions. So that's what Alexandra done to me, and then when she was done, my microphones come out and I fired away with my questions. So not only should you listen to episode 199, you should go over to All About Art and listen to their back catalogue too. We then sneaked in a little bonus episode with Phoebe Minson. Again, I didn't know Phoebe, she's a creative director for the Rain Gallery, and she's still at university. She's super focused and full of hope and ambition. And you know when you meet someone and think, man, they're going places? Well, she was one of those. Phoebe Minson, a name to look out for. And then for episode 200, we had Jake Chapman. And if you're a long-time listener, you'd have heard me banging on several times about how I wrote to the artist in the Sensations exhibition in the mid-90s from prison. And that 28 of the 32 artists that I wrote to replied. Well, Jake was one of the four that didn't. Although when we mentioned it in this episode, we did blame his brother, Dinos. A great episode, lots of fun, and my wife, Jenny, even made an appearance, which, to be honest, she was devastated about. Now we're stepping into mid-December for episode 201, which was with Tim Allen. Tim was my tutor at uni. Not only was he the one that the students went to for advice, he was the one that other tutors went to for advice. I mean, man, the amount of people that he's worked alongside, studied alongside, and taught, it's mind-boggling. I mean, he went to the same school as Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys and Sting. The Pet Shop Boys' song, It's a Sin, was about the school they went to. And although, when asked in this episode, he doesn't give away any names of those that he's taught. But if you think of five artists that have come to prominence in the 80s and 90s, He probably taught three or four of them. That was one of those podcasts that I was really humbled to record, you know. Then we come to the last two episodes of 2022. And that was ceramicist Alice Mara, Like Tom Wah. That was another one where I saw their work on social media, liked it so much I just had to contact them and invite them on the podcast. And just last week, Anna Benihood, which I don't want to give too much information about because you may not have even listened to it yet. But go and have a listen. It's a blinder. Well, that's it for our little roundup of 2020. We've had some great episodes. Please do go over on the socials and let us know what your top five have been for the year. Well, we've already got half a dozen recorded for the coming weeks. And this isn't going to be the order that they're released. And they are From Ramsgate, Jemima Sara. The full-length episode I mentioned earlier with Tanya Ling. We've also got Billy Childish. That was a great afternoon in the studio, I can tell you. Then we have Opaque. That was recorded just after his sellout show at the Qantas Gallery. Then there was a founding member of the East London Stripper Collective, Stacey Clare. And then most recently, Charlotte Rose. And as I say, they're not necessarily going to be released in that order. And there's also several artists that have agreed, but we're yet to sort out a date. So, thank you for all your support for 2022. And I hope you can show us as much support going forward into 2023. And as I said at the start of this episode, and I'll reiterate it at the end, welcome to 2023 and let's go and fucking smash it. Ta-da. Well, hope you enjoyed that episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. So we wasn't dictated to by advertisers, we decided from the offset to go ad-free, which means obviously we had to self-fund. So we set up the Ministry of Arts Patreon page. And without that support, we would not be able to produce this podcast. So if you like what you hear and you're able to support the podcast, just go over to the Ministry of Arts Instagram profile. You'll find a Linktree drop-down box, which will direct you straight to our Patreon page. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help keep us growing week by week. But if you're not able to do that, that's fine, because this content is free for everyone. But leaving a review on whichever platform you listen to your podcast, that really does help us get noticed and anyone else looking for an art podcast. Or even giving us a positive shout out on your social media. Everything is appreciated. But either way, thanks for listening. And until next week, ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.